morning, everybody. Let's make sure we're coming through loud and clear. What's up, Andy? Hey, man, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Friday, right? We're going to be spending a full day together. We're going to have a blast over here.
I think Stacy's supposed to try to reschedule unless she's keeping the date. I'm going to DC Wednesday through
Ah,
Sunday.
got it.
We're going to go
All
check
right,
out the
man, I'm
cherry
going to miss
blossoms.
you then. All right.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
We'll just have a lot of stuff that we're going to cover, and that's it. So we'll be good to go. Wait a second. Who is us? I recognize those people over there. I haven't seen them in a very long time. Oh my goodness, y'all. What's going on? It's so good to see you guys.
It's awesome to be here and to see you guys too.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's better than phenomenal now.
Yes.
Goodness, that's awesome. And seeing you smiling on top of it, yes.
We're in Nashville, Santi, ready for the red carpet event.
That's what I'm talking about. You guys are gonna have a blast. By the way, your hair looks great. And Nick, hey man, if I could have my beard look as good as yours, I'd be happy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all have a blast out there. It's so good to see you guys on here. So just do me a favor, everybody. Type it in, type it in, type it in. Let us know your wins. Liz, by the way, speaking of hair, your hair looks great too. Absolutely, yes. All right. Well, type it in and let us know your business win, your professional win, or maybe some of you are going to say both. Type it in and let us know your wins. In case you guys are wondering, yes. Camera looks weird. Background is I'm at Howard's office, and I was actually in here. Tomorrow we're going to be with some of our members, so I wanted to make sure that we had everything ready to rock and roll. And then on Friday we're going to be with other members as well as here, so we got a lot of things going on all at the same time. Angie, good morning. I see you out there. Hey, there we go. Did you guys have a great event on Saturday or what? I can't hear
Yes,
you.
we did. It was phenomenal.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. All right. Man, I can't wait to hear the details of it. Mindy, good morning. Mr. Rick Jones. What's up, Rick? How are you? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, so everybody type it in. Let us know your wins. And I think I just saw a pop-up. Somebody's gonna go see the cherry blossoms. Was that you, Andy? Man, that is fantastic. That's awesome. George, good morning. All right, type it in. Let us know your wins. Tom, let's see. Win at the PetExpo in Orlando. Oh, is that where you're at right now? Perfect. How exciting. I can't wait to hear. Megan, good morning. Andreas, good morning. Type it in. Willie, what's up, man? Is it finally getting warm or what?
It is starting to warm up, yes.
That's awesome. So you're past negative numbers? That is awesome, man. I love it. Michael, good morning. How you doing, brother? Great to see you. Benjamin, what's up? Let's see, Deanna. I think I saw you for a second, and now I don't see you, but everybody else that's on here, I'm so glad you guys are typing in your wins. Mr. Jim McDonough. Jim, I almost sent you a video of this guy flying a helicopter, but it was actually a a remote control helicopter. So he was a pilot and now he flies these little helicopters. And let's just say I don't know what the future of warfare looks like, but that scared me. What this guy could do with that thing and how fast it was moving. It was blowing my mind. So great to see you on here, Jim. Let's see, everybody keep it coming. Type it in. Oh, I see it, Deanna. That's great. I'm glad you're over there in Nashville. You guys are going to have a blast. Brian, type it in. Type it in. Let us know your wins too, man. Let's go. Benjamin, let us know your wins. Michelle, I can't wait to see what your wins have been as well. So put them in there, put them in the chat bar, and let's celebrate together. So, Mindy, what's the event about? What, are you there with a booth? Are you connected with people?
No, so the well, I no, I'm not that cool. This is just like the big industry. It's called Global Pet Expo, so all of like vendors and products from all over the world come to Orlando once a year.
That's fantastic. So you're getting to see all the new stuff that's out there.
Yeah, yep, new stuff and then deals on, of course, products and everybody All of our vendors usually have deals like 20 to 30% off their products. So, yeah.
That's perfect. Man, that's a great thing. So you get to see the people again, continue the relationship, and get a discount on the products for the next, 3, 6 months. That is awesome. Love it. Okay. All right. Keep it coming. Type it in. And by the way, I agree with what Jim McDonough said. Yes, you are more than cool enough.
Thank you,
You
Jim.
absolutely. All right. Keep it rolling. Let's see. We got Jimmy out there. We got Woody. We got Kelly. And we got a whole bunch of folks not on video. Heather, it's good to see you on here. Let us know your wins as well. Type it in. And I third this. That's exactly right, Lauren. We got Bobby out there. Bobby, you gonna be on video or what? We got Jen. We got Rachel, Angie, Tanya, Jeremy. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So good to see all the folks out there. Greg Boss, Mr. Boss Man. Hey, we need to reschedule. Would you mind sending me a text message so we can do that? So I was so sick last week. I'm back to normal. Thank you for some of y'all that were sending prayers. That was really, really awesome. I did not think I was going to be that sick. I'll just say it like that. It's one of those things that when it knocks you down, it knocks you down. But now feeling so much better. So praise God. Yes, absolutely. All right, let's see. All right, Bobby, I know you got something good. So are you gonna type it in or are you gonna tell us?
What about a little happy belated birthday?
Hey, thank you very much for that one. I'll take that. Absolutely. Yes. And Sarah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Without a doubt, it is so much better. Sarah is one of the coolest people I think anybody in the world could ever meet. So just saying. And those of you that know Sarah, you know what it's like. Thank you, Willie. I appreciate that. I turned 42 finally. If some of y'all knew that 1 year that I kind of messed up on what year or how old I was for 1 year, I thought I was younger. So one birthday for a whole year, I thought I was 1 year younger for one birthday. I turned, 2 years older. So having said all of that, man, I'm so excited. I know Howard's going to be joining us here in just a bit, and we get to start this community time just celebrating together. And I'm seeing those messages, but I lost it. So let me pull it up. Okay, hold up. 12,000 tournament. That's what I'm talking about right there, Bobby. Congratulations, man. And yes, thank you, thank you, thank you for the birthday wishes. I thought I was a year older for a good bit, so that was even better. Yes, that's even the other way around. Man, good morning, good morning. And Houston Rodeo, Jen. Man, that's fantastic. So good news from everybody. So glad to hear those are coming in and all those good wins are happening. All right, let's see. I lost the chat bar one more time, but we'll get it rolling here in just a bit. So I'll tell you what, this is what I was wanting to share. We spent a couple of days now with a few of our members, and I'm so excited about our conference coming next week because we started talking about marketing, we started talking about the opportunities, we started talking about everything that's coming up. And for those of you that are coming in for the Disc Advantage certification, I am looking forward to spending some time with you during that time frame because I can only tell you this. When we were discussing this idea with one of our members of customizing not just the marketing but also the
Sadie, we
messaging.
lost your audio, buddy.
You can't hear
There you
me?
go. No, we can
There you
hear
go.
him.
Now we can. Now we
Oh,
can.
okay. So it was just Howard for a second. All right, perfect. So then they started customizing their sales process based on DISC as well. Not only their coaching, not only their marketing, but their sales process as well. And guess what the end result was? Their closing rate went up, average sales went up. So what an amazing opportunity. Those of you that are coming for that certification next week and spending a time together 2 days, and after that, you'll have the tools under your belt to make that happen in your business, plus in many other people's businesses as well. So excited. Let me pass it on to Howard. Howard, take it away.
Good morning, Santi. What are you doing at my office?
I was celebrating breakfast, my birthday breakfast this morning. In fact, that's what I was doing when you called me with Joe and Scotty was possibly going to be there, but he's moving kind of slow after his surgery. And then I came here so I could be for this call.
And the reason I wasn't invited
It
is.
was more like they set it up.
And the reason I was invited
I will
is
find out. That's exactly right.
you should have invited me. You should have said, I'll pick you up on the way. You basically had to pass by my house to get there. This man's at my office more than I am. Good morning, everybody. Woo! We got a big week this week and getting ready for next week. So great to be here with you guys today and got a lot to cover. Look at Jimmy on here. What's up, Jimmy? Finally got this man, my Alabama, lower Alabama friend, finally got him on here. Good to see you, sir. All right. Okay. So let me get my slides up here. Ba-la-la-la-la. Okay. All right. Okay. Santi?
I
Yes,
just noticed
yes.
I was muted. It's a yes and a yes.
Thank you,
Absolutely.
Mandy. A yes and a yes. Okay. Listen, you know, there's an old saying, you'll only touch a hot stove once, right? So it's painful. Well, I don't remember when it was, but I was doing a presentation one time and I was like 40 minutes in, and people started saying, well, you're still on the same slide. And I'm like, we're not seeing what you're talking about. And ever since then, I get a yes, you can see my slides, and yes, you can see it changing. So anyway, okay, well, welcome to the weekly Inner Circle, live Inner Circle call. We do this for a couple reasons. One is that this is your opportunity to learn the proven systems of a phenomenal business, not just in my companies, but in companies around the world. And secondly, to join as a community. The number one reason people don't reach their biggest dreams and goals, the number one reason that businesses don't grow, is something I call FTI, failure to implement. Learning it is one piece of it, but how many of you know that you can learn it and not implement it? So implementation is the second thing. That's where coaching comes in. However, we do have to learn it first. And so the main feature of the webcast, if you're joining us, is each week I go through another module of our proven system. We have five systems: leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration, and then we've got a whole personal development track. Today is module number three in Phenomenal Marketing Systems. The first one that we did is all about what marketing is, what it does, why it's important, all that. Second was last week we talked about how to position yourself. We talked about branding. So go back and listen to that. Today, we're going to take the third step. And by the way, everybody here has a copy of this book right here, Phenomenal Marketing Systems, The 14 Fastest Ways to the Cash in Any Business. You either have it in your Inner Circle kit or you have access to it, the ebook online. In your membership, okay? And so this book actually goes through not just the seven M's of marketing and not just the things that we're talking about on the marketing training, but it also has some sales tactics as well. So these are proven in again all over the world. You just got to do it. Okay, so as a quick review, marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. It's how you dress, it's how you act, it's how your people treat customers, it's how your trucks look, it's how your materials look. It's everything because everything makes an impression and either attracts people or repels people or is just neutral. Okay, and so marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal marketing delivers a meaningful experience. We all know that the experience that we actually deliver when we deliver the product, when we deliver the service is what's going to set us apart. That's our real brand, right? But it starts in the marketing. It starts by engaging the right prospects. It continues by educating the right prospects. Education marketing will make you rich. It's just as simple as that. The one who is educating the community is A, the one that's going to attract the best prospects, and B, the one that's going to get paid more. And then third is entertainment. And that basically means your service experience. The service experience is going to take you to the highest level. Last week, we talked about coffee. Coffee as a commodity is exchanged for about $1 a pound, becomes a good packaged in a bag or a can or whatever on the shelf of the grocery store. And it's anywhere from $3.50 a pound to $15 a pound, $18 a pound, depending on what the brand, how it looks, how it feels, what it means psychologically, emotionally. Everything that is sold is bought on emotion, justified with logic. And it might be the same coffee inside. Okay, but then you go to Denny's, you get a cup of coffee, you can make 70 cups of coffee out of a pound of coffee at Denny's, which is going to be very weak, by the way. That's $2 a cup, 70 cups, that's $140 a pound. Why? Because you're marketing, you're delivering a service, not just the product. And then, of course, the ultimate is Starbucks or having a cappuccino in Italy, but Starbucks created an experience around coffee, a commodity that you can get anywhere. So, what is that experience that you're creating? How are you serving people? And then, of course, phenomenal marketing system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. You guys went through the checklist 2 weeks ago. You have that in your business planning document. You have it in your business assessment. And by the way, next week we are going to break down those items, one by one, so you really understand what those look like. Now, the biggest marketing mistake of all, and where to start if you haven't. If you have an existing business and you haven't, you're not doing this well, you're not on this level, the biggest marketing mistake of all, other than doing nothing, is not marketing to your past clients, not marketing to your existing client base. Okay. There's a lot of reasons for that. Okay. Which we're going to get into right now. One of the reasons people don't market to their existing clients, well, they first of all, they assume that well, they know about us, so why are we marketing to them? They already know about us. Well, first of all, you've got to establish your brand. You've got to educate them. By the way, who are the most what's the word I'm looking for? The most likely people to refer you, people who know you, like you, and trust you, people who are already clients of yours, right? And so you have to get the right messaging in front of them. Did you know? And a lot of times people aren't going to do, let's say, mailers, anything that costs any money to get a new client or to keep a new client to market to existing clients. So we'll just do text messaging. Won't take the time to call people. Listen, you have to have a multi-pronged approach to do this right. But a lot of people won't pay for mailers. They won't pay to retarget. They won't put any money into this. And this is like not investing in your, not putting anything in your savings account and going over to the casino and pouring money into slot machine. See, that's the difference between client-based marketing and most digital marketing, most advertising is marketing to your client base is continuing to invest in your savings account that gives you tremendous interest, and that portfolio grows, and pouring money into advertising is like slot machine. Okay. Now, I know that a lot of people have got that figured out, and that's fine. And I know there's a lot of people who have scaled up big time, but they put a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of energy into that. Don't think that you're just going to go place an ad and that's it. Okay. I don't care how much direct advertising someone is doing. And I'm not against direct advertising. I mean, my wife was a radio advertising rep. She sold more radio advertising in the state of Texas than anybody in Texas history. In fact, it's because of my wife selling an ad to Mr. Rick Jones that this man is in my life and like a father to me, and has helped many of you change your business, change your life. So I'm not against it. There's just a better way. And no matter how much advertising you do, don't forget about your existing clients and don't forget about your referral marketing. That is your foundation. I also believe, and I know from experience, that if you'll do what I'm talking about today, you'll probably double your business. You could double your business in the next 90 days. Definitely a year if you do it right and you do it well. So we're afraid of how much it costs to, let's say, to mail out, send out cards or mail out postcards or newsletters to our clients. Well, guess what? On average, it costs 500% more to gain a new client than it does to keep an existing one. They already know you, like you, trust you. They're easier to service because they know you, like you, and trust you. They know the routine. And you should get a 100% booking ratio. What I mean by that is a prospect, you attract a prospect, they call in, and they may or may not do business with you. Okay. So I don't know what your closing rate is on a new prospect, but I hope you know what it is, because that's another thing that you need to know in order to measure your business and to make more money. So unless the price has gone up significantly, I was talking to a member yesterday, they're going up by 40%. 40, 40. I was like, whoo, I want people to raise their prices, but man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Okay. So now if they go up 40% and they lose 40% of their sales volume, it's possible, depending on the profit and loss, the income statement, it's possible that they might make the same money and doing less work. But you have to run those numbers. We have all the tools for you to run those numbers. Okay. I have spreadsheets that you can use. There's a lot of different things. Anyway, the point is that unless there's some big change, if a repeat customer calls you to repeat the service, then chances are they're going to book that service unless there's some big change. Everybody go like this if you understand. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, the returns are huge. Again, think about even like my service company. Of course, it's a repeatable service. And the other thing is, too, is that if you have more than one service, guess who's going to be most likely to buy that other service? Your existing clients. So my service company, it does $4 million a year, $1 million in new business through referrals. Guess where over half of those referrals come from? Our existing clients. The other half come from referral sources that we diligently call on a regular basis. But get this, you ready for this? 3 million of that is repeat business. Do they just automatically remember us and call us? No. I'm going to show you what we do to stay top of mind. It's called TOMA, top of mind awareness. TOMA, top of mind awareness. You have to be top of mind. Why? Because if you're not marketing to your existing clients, guess who is? Your competition. They hadn't heard from you. You ain't called. You ain't wrote. And that's good English, by the way. Just ask Jimmy from Lower Alabama. Right, Jimmy? Where's Jimmy at? There you go. You ain't called. You ain't wrote. And they're getting an ad from somebody else who, does what you do. And next thing you know, hey, Brian, old Bubba's hauling off them Oriental rugs to run each and every one of them. At a very low price. Yeah, you don't want that. Now, I'm gonna tell you what's on my mind today. What's on my mind big time is every single one of our members using the tools that we have, following the process. Is everybody here measuring their marketing? You need to be measuring three buckets. Number one, every month and every year, how much repeat business are you doing? How much referral business are you doing? And if you're doing any direct advertising, what is your ROI? You got to have those numbers. You got to have those numbers. How are you? If you don't have those numbers, you're driving blind. So get this. Went through this with our member yesterday. So they ran some numbers. I want to say it was 90% repeat business, 10% new business, spend a bunch of money on Facebook. Okay, you ready for this? $70,000 in Facebook advertising, and they brought in six customers, $150 a month. If they kept them all year, I don't even know if they kept them all year, but would that be? So let's just say $6,000. How many of y'all here want to pay out $70,000 to get $6,000? No, it needs to be opposite of that. You spend $6,000 and you get $70,000. That's the way it should be. Yes or yes, or yes and yes. Okay, now here's how you can double your business with this one system. Number one, if you're delivering a premium service experience, if you're delivering the most outstanding service experience ever, you're educating people, you should be able to increase your price by 15% because you're better than everybody else. Number two, if you're staying in touch with your existing clients, you're marketing to them, you should be able to keep more of those clients. See, when you don't stay in touch with people, here's another thing about Mr. Rick Jones. Another reason that he's here. Not only did Denise sell him advertising, not only did she use the secret weapon, the $12,800 chocolate bar, so that's how much she spent in advertising. Not only did she use the secret weapon, we became friends. And I have a habit of staying in touch with people. I called up Rick, said, "Hey, how you doing?" So this goes for not just customers or clients, but it goes for potential team members. Those are your internal customers. It goes for colleagues. It goes for That's just how you build your network. You stay in touch with people. And found out that he had sold his Dale Carnegie franchise, that he was thinking about. Rick, I don't know if you ever think about this or not, but he's thinking about buying this coaching franchise. Get this, are you ready? That was based in Orlando. Now, you imagine being hooked up with this place And then you get to heaven and you find out that you missed marrying Brenda, and you could have been living near Orlando with Brenda, but you missed it. I wonder if that's going to happen. You know, we get to heaven, we look back and say, "Ooh, man, I missed that. Ooh, glad I didn't miss that." Okay. All right. Number three, you're going to increase your volume by 15%. How are you going to do that? Well, you're going to generate referrals. Everything we send out has our referral statement on it. Get free cash or free service through our referral reward program. You're going to increase add-on sales, okay? And that is you're going to promote your other services. And then finally, you're going to increase frequency of use by 15%. How's that? You're going to educate people on why they should use you more often. Why should they use you more often? So you're not only going to keep them, you're going to move them up to using you more often. Let me get some examples here. Cleaning. A lot of people in the cleaning industry in this community, power washing, interior care, exterior care. Why should we clean more often? You should know the answer to that question. You should educate people. Mindy, why should I groom my dog on a regular basis? There's probably lots of reasons, right? In fact, I have a little book around here somewhere. Mindy wrote a book. Nice little book. Yeah, there it is. Look at that. What does it say? What's it called? Unveiling Grooming Insider Secrets. What a phenomenal tool that is. It probably, I don't remember. I read it, read the whole thing, but I didn't retain it because Denise takes care of the dog. But you got to groom the dog on a regular basis. There's you can make a whole case on this. I mean, I'm sure there's a whole list. Number one, you don't want them looking like Lorax. Number two, Shaggy Doodle, Number two, they probably get all kind of like sores and stuff and burrs and all kind of, and let's not talk about it, but there are certain areas that need to be cleaned up, otherwise it's going to cause you some problems. You know what I'm saying? Like Einstein gets shaved. I'm like, okay. Anyway, Einstein's my dog. It's called top of mind awareness. Keeping your message, keeping your services, keeping your brand, keeping those reasons in front of people. Okay. So here's eight steps to take. Number one, have an automatic follow-up program. Those of you who are coming to the conference next week, by the way, I have a big surprise for y'all. I spoke at a conference or an event here in Houston, a workshop actually here in Houston, and a guy was sitting there with an Abacus shirt. He recognized me, and I go, "Oh, yeah, I know you." This guy is the chief marketing officer of Abacus. Now, Abacus, my friend Alan O'Neill, went from a one truck plumbing company to $160 million. Both Mike Myers, this is the chief marketing officer, and myself, we knew Alan when he had one truck. This guy started working with Alan, I think, when he had maybe two or three trucks or whatever, and was partly responsible for this growth. They do a lot of TV advertising, they do radio advertising. So I said to him, "Would you be willing to come by our conference and talk to our people?" So we have a surprise guest, a surprise speaker. His name is Mike Myers with Abacus Plumbing. I want him to take a, or Abacus Plumbing, Electrical, they do three different things. And I want him to talk to us about you're here. How do you go from here to there? Listen, all I want to do is get the people in front of you that can help you grow. The systems, the people, the strategies, and the support so we can keep you implementing. So number one, you need an automatic follow-up program. Victoria and I are going to talk to you about this coming week, next week. And what needs to be in there is a thank you email, a client survey, an automatic thank you card, regular follow-up cards, regular reminders, cards, letters, and emails, by the way. And you want to have a thank you welcome series. You want to have a nurture series. You want to have a sales campaign. And, you know, we built out all this stuff in both of our companies, or actually all three of our companies. Number two, have a thank you letter or card package. And how nice is it that you might put some delicious send out card brownies in there? Okay. By the way, not a bad idea when you meet a big prospect or a referral source. Nice to meet you card along with brownies gets their attention. Number three, if we haven't heard from people at our service company in 11 months, we call them up. And the script is real simple. Hey, we're just calling to see how you're doing. We're friends, right? I just assume that everybody in the world is my friend. I don't know them yet. They have done business with me. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't, but you're my friend, and I'm your friend. I just assume that we know each other. And especially if they have supported me and they've spent money with me, hey, I want to know how they're doing. Maybe you call them and you say, hey, want to let you know about our new referral reward program. Maybe you call them and you say, wanted to let you know about our new service. Okay. Maybe you just say, want to update our records. By the way, at Phenomenal, we have a program that we use called Phone Burner, where you can like 10x the number of calls because it calls for you. It calls for you, and if it doesn't get someone, it goes to the next one, goes to the next one, goes to the next one, goes to the next one. And now you can call and leave voicemails as well. You can do a voice blast too. Now that's a little more tricky, but there's a lot of strategies that we use that you can use. Listen, this is so valuable. You can just hire someone or outsource someone to do this. High school student that has a good voice, someone who's maybe college student, they're off for the summer. They can go do referral marketing. They can make calls for you. So if you're not going to do it and you don't have anybody on your team that'll do it, hire someone part-time to do this stuff. Okay? All right. Okay. Number four, a weekly email newsletter. You guys know that we do this. You get three emails a week from us and your members. Why do we do that? Because we know that y'all get distracted. And we know that some people don't pay attention. I was talking to a member not too long ago, and we had a phone call. We were talking about something. And I was like, so y'all come to the conference? They're like, well, when is it? And I was like, uh-oh. Send a message to my staff. Send out a voice blast. Because, you know, they're going to get the message. And I said, we got vacation scheduled that week. I said, well, I think you should reschedule that vacation, which they did. And they're coming to the conference. But that wouldn't have happened had we not been on the phone and I had mentioned it. Okay. And listen, it's not just, do y'all know that we don't make money on conference? Did y'all know that? Sometimes we lose money on conference. So why do we do it? We do it because we want you to grow. We do it because we're a community and you ain't a community if you don't get together. Okay. I do it every quarter because I know that if you miss one, now it's going to be 6 months before we get together again. And the reason I'll do an annual is because if you miss one of those, it'll be 2 years. We might not even be friends anymore. So then the people who want to consume more, people who want to go faster, people want to go higher, we got other opportunities. If I didn't know offer those opportunities, guess what I see? Y'all over there at somebody else's conference buying their stuff because you're hungry. I get that. I'm hungry. That's why I buy everybody's stuff. So stay in touch with a weekly email newsletter. At the conference next week, I'm going to talk about copy and email marketing. We'll talk a little bit about it today, but I'm going to talk a lot about it next week. Here we go. Okay, first of all, why email marketing? Number one, it's easy. Like, easy. Once you get everything set up, I mean, you need a subject line, you need a little bit of copy and a call to action. It's cheap. Once you get your keep set up, and at the conference, we always have a special offer for you to get keep. Once you get that set up, it's doesn't cost hardly anything to send. You could send one email or you could send, a few thousand. You can send it once a month, or you can send it every week, but it's very inexpensive compared to other things. And it's fast. Get this. Those of you that either need to increase some sales quickly, or there's an event, those of you who are in restoration, for example, let's say there's a weather event. Man, if you have your email, if you have your email set up, ready to go, you just put like let's say there's a flood, okay, or a freeze. You just throw an email out there, subject line, flooded, call us now. And in there, here's what you need to do to take care of your pipes if it's frozen, or if you got water in your house or whatever. Boom, ba boom, ba boom. And you can reach a lot of people. A lot of people. It's fast. You don't ha It's also fast because you don't have to go create something, get it approved, print it, mail it. Get it approved on the social media, whatever. Like, and you could post on social media, but the fact is that nobody sees your stuff unless you pay for Man, y'all gonna get a new book at the conference next week, and oh. Man, I like what they have to say. I'm not going to tell you who it is, what it is yet, but you're going to get a new book that shares how the cow ate the cabbage. Let me just put it that way. Now, I don't even know where that term came from, but I looked that up. Here's another great thing. When you understand how to look at your tracking, okay? What you're gonna do is you're going to look at your email marketing reports. And what you're gonna look at is we do this every single week. You look at how many people opened it, how many people clicked, how many people took action, and you just get lots. Not only do you get lots of data, you can test copy. Like, oh man, that was a hot subject line. That was a hot subject line. By the way, you can even learn from scammers. Got a text message the other day. Want to have dinner tonight? I was like, who's this, please? Oh, I'm sorry. I was texting my friend so and so. I was like, yeah, right. Okay. So when I don't respond, are you there? Are you there? Where do you live? Yeah. And then the other one was, oh, do you want to go to the do you want to go to the museum this weekend? So I knew that this one was a scam. So I was like, absolutely. Where are we going? Probably some dude over in Russia somewhere, you know, like, and well, we're gonna go to the Getty Museum or whatever. And I was like, where is that? What? Isn't this so and so? No, it's not so and so. So, you know, this is what I do when I'm bored, is I just mess with people. But watch the, what is it? YouTube. I don't have unlimited YouTube. Back when I had Pandora, I kept the commercials. Why? Because when you watch commercials, you can learn what works and what doesn't work. One of the things I've wanted to do forever, if y'all want this, y'all tell me and I'll make it happen. But it might just be a how weird thing, you know what I mean? Like, but I drive down the road, I go on a trip, drive to Destin or wherever, and I notice all the billboards. You know that a billboard has 7 seconds to get your attention? 7 seconds. You better be brilliant. I don't even know what company that was. I don't even know, you know, what that was. Okay. Like, ooh, got that one. That's good. And you learn by watching. And so email marketing, you can really test your copy. Okay. Your message is what's going to determine whether you get a response or not. Your message is what's going to position you and brand you more than anything else. Here's the other cool thing about email marketing. You can connect to any web page in the world. Don't try to tell everything in your email. In fact, in your email, you know what you want people to do? You want them to click through to a landing page, to a web page. We're going to talk all about this next week. To a web page, get them out of their email. Why do you want them to get out of their email? Because they're trying to get through their email. I want to get them out of their email and get into my domain where they can engage in the message. Go like this if you understand what I'm talking about. Yes or yes? Okay, perfect. All right. Now, how do you get email addresses? Well, first of all, that part-time person can make those calls every day and do those reminder calls. By the way, what's that email address? You're going to have a reason to send them something. Have a compelling opt-in. We're going to talk about this next week on your landing page. What is your free trial offer? What's your download? What's the reason that people should give you their email address? Now, Katie Harris will talk about all kinds of ways to get traffic and all that stuff, but you already have people going to your website, and you want to have like that book that Mindy has. Mindy, do you have that in an ebook format where they can download it on your website?
Yes, sir, I do.
Look, good job. Hey, I can't wait to hear from you about all the things that you are doing. So Mindy made a decision. I'm gonna start marketing more aggressively. Guess what happened? Sales went up. Hello. Okay, perfect. And every time you service a client, whether they come into your grooming shop, whether they schedule an appointment, whether they buy a product, whatever it is, more restaurants should do this. Get that email address. Oh, well, people don't want to give the email address. It's so simple. All you do is, okay, name, phone number, email address. If they give you any pushback, say, well, I need to send you X, Y, or Z, and whatever. We got this great newsletter. You can unsubscribe anytime. And by the way, when you look at your stats, if people do unsubscribe, It's okay. It doesn't mean that they don't like you. It doesn't mean that they're not that they're mad. It might just mean that, you know, they're in a bad mood that day and like, I don't need more emails. We all get that way. Or maybe we're emailing too much. I mean, listen, I've gone through, I was doing email marketing before you could even put a picture in an email, before they had anything called HTML emails, before you could put a graphic in an email. It was text emails. And I made every mistake in the book, but I tend to go a little bit overboard. It's just me, okay? And I've also realized that, man, if you don't go strong, somebody else is gonna eat your lunch. But we'll let you be the judge of how you want to do it. Okay. Number five is monthly mailers. Oh, Howard, I can't afford that. Can't afford not to do it. Whether it's the send out card, whether it's a newsletter, whether it's a postcard, or whatever the case might be. Number six, recognize special occasions. Get birthdays, get anniversaries, put those in your database, use them. Or you can do what a guy by the name of Joe Girard did. Y'all know who Joe Girard is? He sold more cars than any human being in history. He was in the Guinness Book of World Records for selling the most cars of anybody in history. This guy was a marketer, he was a sales guy. I mean, he was incredible. 60 Minutes went to his shop to interview him, went to the dealership. And they said, could you sell a car right now? He said, I think so. And he goes over to his files and he starts going through his files, making calls, sold a Cadillac right there over the phone. Now, who do you think bought that Cadillac? Someone who had already done business with him, someone who was ready to replace their car. He had them in their files. And Joe Girard insisted on one thing, and that is that he was going to mail a card to his customers every month. Every month. Dealership didn't want to pay for it. He paid for it out of his own pocket. And when they did finally agree, because they saw how successful he was, they wanted to send them junk mail. Not Joe Girard. You know what he did? He sent a card that said, I like you. Anybody bold enough to do that? I like you, Joe Girard. That's all he wanted to do is they remember him. Hey, I like you too. Hey, somebody likes me, you know? Okay, how about this one? You ready? Happy birthday. If it happened to be the month of your birthday, great, it's a bonus. But sometimes what would happen is they get this birthday card. Hey, Joe, you know my birthday is not in July. Oh, I'm so sorry. When's your birthday? It's in November. November what? Guess what? That man had a system, and on your birthday, you're gonna get a card. He mailed a card to his customers every single month. And then guess what happened? He got up to 16,000 customers. That's a lot of cards. He had four full-time people writing handwritten cards. And then guess what he did? He found out about send out cards. Do you know about send out cards? Are you using send out cards? I didn't see anybody go like this. I didn't see anybody go like that. Okay. Team, can I get you guys to put the send out card link in the chat, please? Oh, here it is right here. Sendoutcards.com/7162. We send a card almost every day. We got when Jordan did that unlimited card system, I got that. And so what I do is, I'll just like if I, in fact, here's one I'm gonna send. I just send it to Josiah. I just put SOC in the subject line. Who it's to? We already have their address probably, and what I want to say. And he sends that card out. Simple dimple. I don't know if you guys can see this or not, but y'all see this? So this is Juan. He's probably been with us for, I don't know, probably almost 20 years now. I mean, this kid is phenomenal. And his wife takes care of our house, and they're just great friends. We had dinner the other night. Shoot a card out to him. Man, it's great having dinner with you guys. Love you. And their daughter, I think she's about three now. I mean, she comes over sometimes when her mom's cleaning the house and just is just she's just precious. I have a picture of her in here too. I'll put that in the card. Here's somebody I spoke for the other day. And so I'm gonna send her a card and thank her for that. We send a card almost every day. Sometimes we send several cards. Then we have campaign cards, you know, thank you. Like when you joined up in Inner Circle, you probably got a thank you card and some brownies. We need to upgrade our program. When you renew, send you some more brownies. So, you know, listen, as much as we do, there's still more things that we can do, right? This is a little card, some cards I created right here. I created Ziggler cards. I have a Ziggler campaign in there. We need to do more with send out cards. We're not doing enough. We got so many programs, we're not doing enough with the programs that we have. Okay. Number seven, utilize text messaging. Don't overuse it, but use it from time to time. One of the best ways you can use text messaging is confirming appointments, as you can see here on the screen. Thank you messages. From time to time, a special offer. Don't overuse it. But here's the beauty about text messaging. You know they got it because everybody has their phone in their hand at all times. Email might get lost in the junk folder, might be overlooked. At least they saw it. And even if people don't, here's the other thing that happens. People say, oh, well, you know, I don't get a very good open rate on my emails. Doesn't matter. Now it matters. You want to increase that, but it's still working because they saw your company name in their inbox every week. Top of mind. And probably if in the preview in the subject line, if you learn how to do subject lines really, really well, they also got that you had an offer that there was, you know, a little bit about the message. Does that make sense to everybody? Yes or yes? And then the eighth thing is retarget them on social media and Google. By the way, do you guys see like our ads for conference on your social media? If you do, go like this. Yes? Okay. I can't see everybody, but okay. Yeah, because you can upload your list. Now, that member that I was talking about, that I talked to yesterday, they're on here. Hopefully they're listening right now. I'm not going to tell you who it is. But instead of doing Facebook ads, stay in front of your list. You can just upload your list into Google. You can upload your list into your social media platforms. And let's say you've got something special coming up, then you can put some ads, and it's going to be more effective. And you just want to that whatever it does, whatever the investment is, that goes in your repeat client bucket, okay? That's an investment you're making into your interest-bearing savings account. Make sense? Perfect. Okay, listen, we got a better than phenomenal conference next week. Next week. If you've been on the fence, you're thinking, I don't know if I'll go or not, you're gonna miss it. First of all, it's gonna be a love fest, okay? So, registration is closing on Friday, and we start Wednesday. Leadership, you got Mr. Rick Jones and Dr. Robert Rome, like pow wow. And then you got 2 days. That's on Wednesday. Those of you who are future members, you're not a member yet. On Wednesday, I'll be doing a full day systems training with you, a business owner boot camp. And then the conference, our marketing summit, we're gonna spend the first day on offline marketing. All the things that you can do that you're overlooking, not doing in referral marketing, client-based marketing, all those kinds of things. And then the next day, and we got a special guest coming on referral marketing. Her name is Sarah. I met her last week in person. I've known them for a while. She's with Giftology. John Ruland was going to come speak, but he passed away. And he had recommended her before he passed away. And Giftology is just a phenomenal strategy. Phenomenal. And she's gonna speak on rich relationships. And then day two, Katie Harris, myself, Darren with Keep. And myself and Victoria, we're gonna walk you through how to create that automated marketing funnel. We're gonna have an AI pod, and we'll talk about the things that we're doing with AI. And everybody who comes is gonna get a special gift from me. And I'm gonna give away some prizes too. Okay? So you're going to learn how members are growing fast without paid advertising, how to use public speaking to grow your business, how to market to the four disc personalities, how to build rich relationships, how to build automated email funnels, how to master your online marketing, how to use AI to save money, time, money, and energy. Okay, whether you're coming next week or not, here's the dates for our July retreat. Okay. We're not doing the Destined Dream Retreat this year. We're going to be in Clearwater, Florida at the Hyatt Regency in Clearwater, Florida. And we have leadership on the 23rd, Then the 24th and 25th, we're going to have our summer retreat. More to come on that, but go ahead and get that on your calendar. Okay. Last thing I want to share with you is we have a co-author book program. And if I talked about this last week, if you'd like to co-author a book with me, we've got a phenomenal opportunity. It's called Phenomenal Business Success. And this will help you get your story out there. It'll help you position yourself. Phenomenal marketing tool. And I need about four more people to do this. We're going to do it no matter what. But I need about four more people to get on board by the end of this month in order to guarantee you bestseller status by this September. Now, if we don't fill the slots by the end of this month, we may not get bestseller status by this September, but we will next year. And I got a shout out to Jamie and Nick. They're in Nashville. There's a special event that was a bonus for doing this for the fast action takers. Also, Nathan Schaefer is there and Deanna Sullivan is there as well. Okay. So don't miss any other opportunities. Get involved in that. And team, if I can get you guys to put both the you probably already did it. The link for the conference for the last minute people. I had somebody sign up today, so it's not too late. And then also the link to be a co-author with me. Oh, one other thing is those that do the co-author program with me, I have an extra cabin on this cruise, and I'm going to give it to one of the lucky winners. I'm going to give it to one of our co-authors. I'm going to give a cruise away. Okay. So one of our co-authors will win that trip. Okay. All right, let's hear from our coaches. And what do you guys have to say today?
You want me to go first? Somebody's got hadn't said anything, so.
Well, that's good. That's because Sherry ain't here today. Go ahead,
Oh, okay.
Sherry.
I was waiting for her. I didn't hear that voice, so anyhow.
She's out having fun today. I think she's
Wonderful. Well,
in
she needs to do that. Hey, Howard, you remember when we were in Vegas? I showed you this card, send out card. Can you
which
see it? I
one?
don't know if you can see it here or not. Let me see if I can get this thing
Oh
here.
yeah.
I'll tell you what, I took this to Vegas because I wanted to show him. I get these every time he sends them out. But I just looked at this when I got it and I said, you know what? This is a fabulous card just to look at. Even if you didn't know about our company, it's so professionally done. It makes a real impact on people. You had the great game of business in there, the what, how, and what, the coaching for performance, the disc profile, leadership work. You listed all the upcoming events and a nice picture of you and Denise, which if anybody that looks at something like this, they know it's professional and they would want to do business with you just on the card. I kid you not.
Well, by the way, okay, so not only are we using send out cards, but our marketing team, Mr. Josiah, is quickly becoming the graphics web page expert. So I got the elements together and they put the card together. So working
Cool.
as a team, we're cooking with Crisco.
Well, I want to first of all have people think about your database as a list of relationships. That's what it all boils down to.
Good
And
stuff.
it's what you do with them. And I've made a couple of notes here. One of the things that I used to do, I would invite my customers to lunch. I would invite three customers, and I would do this once a quarter. And I always brought the executive in who made the decision to spend the money on developing their people. And we would not have not anything fancy, just pizza, salad, and some stuff. And I had a staff of about eight sales consultants and three administrative people and my manager of instruction. And they would come there and I'd ask them three questions. I said, number one, why did you happen to buy from us initially? And they would share that with my staff. Then I'd ask them, why do you continue to do business with us? And then three, I would say, what can we do to serve you even better? And they would share that with our staff. Now, sometimes they didn't say anything at all. They just said, we're very happy. But sometimes we'd get some great suggestions, all right? And we would implement them. And I was sitting there one day and I heard something like fell out of my chair. He said, well, I asked my staff before I came here, if there's anything we could tell you that might help you. And they said, where your classes, those chairs are bumper to bumper. He said, we'd like you to space them about 6 inches apart from each other because the women felt uncomfortable. They were jammed. They had some big old guy working, sitting next to them, and they didn't have enough room. A little thing like that. All right. Some little thing like that. So we would do that. Then once a quarter, I'd have a free breakfast, excuse me, luncheon, invite them out for two free workshops, our past eight classes. And we'd have an average of about 50, 60 people come out. And it's just all goes back to what you've been talking about, and that is building relationships with people. Too many times we spend all this money to get people to come in the front door, and when we don't take care of them, they go out the back door. And it's been proven now, because I do a lot of research on customer service, and it says that most of the time, it's kind of like dating a girl. Let me put it this way. Can you remember if you dated a girl and you took her out and you had a great time? And then you didn't call her back for 6 months? And then you decide to call her after 6 months? What do you think they'd be thinking, right? Why didn't you call me sooner? Well, I think sometimes customers are the same way. So we want to be sure that we stay in contact with people, find out what you can do to serve them. Then that works so well. About bringing it to my staff meetings because it gave conviction to my staff to hear customers tell how important what they're doing was. Then I would pick up the phone myself. I tested it. I would call more people, particularly the top 20% of our clients. I would ask them those three questions on the phone. Hey, Howard. Hey, this is Rick with Dale Carnegie Training. I just want to take about 2 or 3 minutes and ask you a couple of questions. Can you afford that? Everybody always said yes. I said, number one, could you tell me why you went and did business with us in the beginning? Why do you continue to do business with us? And what can we do to serve you even better? And they were shocked that I would call to do that, not a staff member. I did that one time a week. It took me about 15 minutes. And all of those customers, I had them for, I don't know, 5, 10 years, something like that. And when I sold my business, the number one thing that the guy who bought it, and I wasn't even trying to sell my business. I was happy. I planned on doing it another 5 years. But this guy
I'm
offered,
glad you
well, so am I. He said, I done checked you out. He said, the thing that impressed me the most, how much repeat business that you have from customers year after year after year. So if you're looking to sell your business down the road, that is
That's
going to
right.
be a key factor because people are going to invest. If you sell a business for like $1 million, $2 million, they're going to want some facts and they will check you out very good. So your customers is your lifeblood of your business, and you want to take care of them just in that respect. So anyhow, just a couple of things. There's a lot more, but I want to give somebody else a shot here.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick. By the way, he brought up a very important thing. In your mailers, we send a comment card with every mailer, every thank you mailer, also online where they can do it online, and surveys from time to time. Like what he's talking about, you can send out by email, real simple, do a little survey, get good feedback. All right, Jim, you want to go next?
Yeah, I was trying to, when you asked that original question, my computer wouldn't come off of mute. All right, so I love personally when you talk about doubling your business with the 15% factor. It's one of my all-time slides that you have. Because that one slide is so powerful. There's five strategies that are on there. And the one thing that wasn't on today's slide was how to double your business with a 15% factor without adding a single new customer. Because it's all client-based marketing. And that bottom piece there is working with that client base. Rick, you just nailed it. And talking about Howard, you as well, saying your customers are your friends. You want them to succeed. And so by pouring into that relationship is very important. I love that. And the reason I like that slide so much is we've doubled our business 8 times since being involved in this program. We've grown a phenomenal dream team to be able to get me out of the organizational chart. And now I just resource and support and grow people inside the org chart. It's just amazing. Go ahead.
Wait. You know what I'm going to ask you, right?
Yeah, 8 times, right?
Pause, rewind.
Yeah.
Since you've been in the inner circle, you've doubled your business 8 times.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, in the beginning, we were a small company and we continue to grow. And we're trying to right now. We're using that same chart and we've taken Donald Miller's philosophy on using Flight School. And we're trying to double again with the existing dream team that we have in place. And we're in a micro market, 28,000 people selling cleaning services. Go figure, right?
How long have you been in the inner circle, Jim?
11 years, 2013.
And you've 8 times. Wow.
Yeah. Now we were in bad financial problems, and we didn't have a lot of income the first year. So don't think we started out this whole thing at $500,000 and doubled 8 times. So we were tiny, and we were in the inner circle probably before we needed to be. But we needed to be here. All right.
You got in at exactly the right time.
That's right. Yeah. God led us to it was just so interesting on how we came to meet you, Howard, but that's a story for another time. And so that was definitely a divine appointment. The thing that the last piece I want to talk about that Rick was talking about getting this constant feedback from your customers. You have a customer list. Separate your customer list and segmenting it really helped us identify who our top 50 clients were. And then from that, going in and finding out these are our repeat customers, our higher ticket customers, those that don't give us problems, and that we love to serve them because they love to see us show up and they love on our technicians. And so when you look at the business assessment under operations, I believe it's question 5 or 6, but it's, do we have a customer feedback or do we gain customer feedback on a regular basis to ensure we're exceeding their expectations? Rick just gave you the survey. A couple of extra questions might go in there, but boy, those three questions are powerful, Rick. And so thank you for your little message here today too. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. I don't know. Is Christian on here today? I don't see him on here. Sherry's not on here. Okay, well, let's say hi to the girls, and then we'll close. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are y'all today?
Better than phenomenal.
Are y'all excited about the summer retreat?
Yes.
And the conference is in a couple of weeks.
Next week. We're all coming next week.
What?
The three of us are going to be there next week.
Yay, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a better than phenomenal time.
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. Okay, what's the good word today?
So we've been talking about in Youth Pod, last week we were talking about eye contact and how the eyes are the window to the soul. And some people thought that was a little weird, but we talked about how Thomas Jefferson gave this old man a ride across the river. And the reason why the old man picked Thomas Jefferson was because he could see in his eyes that Thomas Jefferson was a very kind person.
Hmm.
And that you can tell awesome. By looking at people's eyes, because it's not judging people based on their clothes or their outward appearance so much as what is inside.
Yes, I love that. The eyes are the window of the soul. I love that. You know, I met a guy last week. I was at this training that I did in Houston, actually. And I mean, this guy just had joy all over his face. I was just like, I mean, you know, people stand out like that. That's so good. So good. There's so much to talk about there. I'm glad you guys have that. Thank y'all for ministering to our youth. And any other questions before we close today? Okay. All right. Everybody have a BTPOTT day. Take care. Get registered. See y'all next week. Bye.